Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Sex for rent arrangements. How common do you think they are? Where students, and often it's international students, are offered rent-free accommodation in exchange for sex or even bed shares with total strangers. Because a new report out from the Irish Council for International Students today tells us that 1 in 20 international students have been offered these kind of sex for rent arrangements. Senator and CEO of the Irish Council for International Students, Laura Harmon, is with me on the line today. How was this first brought to your attention, Laura?
So we're launching a new report today on renting in Ireland and the experiences of international students that are renting here. And, you know, this ties up with our research from previous years as well. Unfortunately, you know, one of the alarming statistics that you mentioned, 5% of female respondents said that they'd either seen an ad or they were propositioned directly in relation to, you know, sex for rent. And there isn't clear legislation in Ireland to clamp down on this. So we're very much, you know, pushing the new Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, to introduce standalone legislation to explicitly ban, you know, sex for rent.
Sorry, So right now, it's completely legal. Am I right in saying that? To advertise a bed share with somebody in exchange for free rent, or to offer sex for rent?
Well, there is legislation that exists, you know, against coercion, against, you know, intimidation. And it is illegal, you know, to purchase sex. But I suppose there isn't specific legislation for this issue. And it is actually in the programme for government. So the government has committed to introducing this. The former Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, had said she was going to do it. She didn't do it. We're hoping that Jim O'Callaghan is going to act now on this. But I know, you know, from our recent interactions, we put down a parliamentary question. He has committed to discussing this with the Attorney General. And he said that he is looking at a solution. But it is in the programme for government. So I'll certainly be holding the government to account on this. I know that there was legislation drafted previously by Sinn Féin and the Social Democrats as well. It didn't pass through, unfortunately. That was during the lifetime of the last government. So we really need to get this back on the table and get it done. But look, this is a symptom of the wider housing crisis. And unfortunately, there are predators, you know, out there that are preying on vulnerable people, vulnerable renters. And a lot of the respondents to our survey, you know, English is not their first language.
I just wanted to ask about that. So is the survey that you carried out, does it relate solely to international students, or is it just in your experience, Laura, that it's international students that face this?
So the survey is specifically for international students. So the majority of respondents were English language students and also from, you know, third level education as well. So that was one finding of it. But, you know, we found other things, like there's a lot of overcrowding taking place, a lot of scamming. 1 in 10 students had encountered an accommodation scam. I suppose that's no surprise, given that scamming is so prevalent, you know, in our society. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately for them, when English isn't your first language as well, and they get caught up in these scams, they then don't know how to report it. So we really need to ensure that they know their rights. It was quite worrying that a quarter of them said that they didn't know about their rights as tenants, and 38% of them had no lease agreement. You know, we also found some really worrying figures in relation to standards. So, for example, 12% of respondents said there was no heating where they were living. 10% of them said they had no access to a cooking facility. So, you know, there needs to be more enforcement when it comes to standards. And I know Threshold, for example, the housing organisation, have been calling for an NCT style approach, you know, to the rental sector. So, for example, if you want to put a car in the road, you have to pass certain, you know, tests.
But I suppose in the first instance, Laura, though, this is on an entirely different level. I mean, the fact that we've 1 in 7 people who say they've been offered rental accommodation where they share a room and sleep in the same bed with people they don't know, that 1 in 20 offered sex for rent arrangements. Like, it's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is absolutely shocking. And I say it's indicative of the scale of the housing crisis in Ireland. And, you know, like, I was president of the National Students' Union 10 years ago, and housing was an issue for students then. But look, it's just been getting worse and worse year on year. And the government have been missing their own housing targets. Like, we need to scale up the ambition in terms of building. That will include purpose.
Is it mainly female students that are, you know, that I suppose that this is their experience, Laura?
Well, 60% of the, about 60% of the respondents were female. And in relation to the issue around sex for rent, it was all females, predominantly females, that replied to that. There were a number of males as well. And all who replied to that question said English wasn't their first language. So again, a lot of these ads can be very obscure. They can be ambiguous. So they can be things like, you know, must be up for having fun in the house, you know, can make other arrangements in order to pay. You know, we've had students telling us as well that they've been offered, you know, you can be a maid instead, or, you know, must be willing to share a bed. So, you know, sometimes it's not till they actually get to the property that they realise what is being offered. And, you know, that can be quite an intimidating, vulnerable situation for people. But we would encourage them to report it, and certainly to get in touch with Threshold if they have any queries in relation to their rights, in relation to any ads, you know, that they might see. But I suppose, you know, I do want to be balanced and say that, you know, Ireland is an incredible study destination. People come here for a reason. We've got world-class education. We offer a great student experience. People come here for the language. They come here for the culture. They come here for the scenery. And unfortunately, you know, the housing crisis is you know, adding a bit of a cloud over that for people.
This is a particularly difficult situation for students that are facing being offered something like this. I think we have one particular student. I think we've got Darlene with us on the line today. Good afternoon, Darlene.
Hi. How are you?
Good. I'm not too bad at all. Can you tell me a little bit about your experience when you were looking for accommodation in Dublin?
Well, when you are especially new here, it's more difficult when you arrive, because usually when you are looking for a place, no, they ask for references, or they don't trust in us because we are short-term visa. If we are English student, for example, it's only 8 months. So it's kind of no one trusts on someone who is not that stable here in Ireland for long-term rent, for example. No, so this make very difficult when you try to find. And also, there are a lot of scams everywhere. So when you try to find a place, let's say in Facebook, in WhatsApp, where it's more easier for us, because in the platforms like that, for example, they are asking a lot of requirements. So for us, it's kind of impossible to find a place there. So when we go to Facebook, WhatsApp, there is full of scams. So all this situation put us in a very vulnerable situation.
So when did you first move to Ireland, darling?
I arrived here in June 22.
Okay,
so it was summer, quite high season.
Yeah.
So it was very difficult to find a place.
And you moved from?
I'm from Bolivia.
Bolivia, okay. So you traveled to Dublin. You were coming over as a student?
Yes, I came here as an English student with an 8 month course, 8 month visa as well. So.
And you started obviously looking for accommodation.
Yes, usually we arrive and we stay in a hotel or in a hostel. In the meantime, we try to find a place. But for me, it was very difficult. I stayed 1 week in a hostel, and then I didn't find yet a place. So I moved to an Airbnb for other 2 weeks, and then in the meantime, looking for a place. So then I didn't find yet a permanent accommodation. I found a temporary room. This room was shared with another girl in a very small apartment with 2 rooms, with 4 girls and 1 guy who was the person who was renting us. So it was 5 people in 1 small apartment sharing all the bathroom, the kitchen, and everything. No? So easy at all.
Yeah, no, definitely not. And I'm sure obviously very tight on space as well. When you were looking for accommodation, did you ever experience, or were you ever offered sex in exchange for rent?
I have some experience, maybe not that hard, comparing with the stories that I heard with friends or, you know, colleagues, people around. So in my case, for example, I was looking for a room. So I saw the advertisement, no? $700 for a single room in an apartment. So I contact the person who was a guy. He says, yes, but the room is my room. I'm working at night, so you can stay in the bed. But sometimes I will arrive and I don't have a problem to share in the bed, you know. I'm single. These kind of things he was
so
saying.
Sorry. So he said to you when you saw the advertisement and you made contact, he said, I work at night, so you can sleep in the bed, but some nights I'll be there and I'm single and I don't mind sharing the bed with you.
Exactly, yes.
And oh my God.
I say no, of course, and he was trying to invite me a date later, so it was kind of a very weird situation in this case, no? It's a double vulnerability when you are a woman here, no?
And like, is this the experience when you talk to some of your friends, other international students, darling, that travelled over with you, that this happens here in Ireland, that it's common?
Sadly, yes, because I think, of course, there is nice people here. Most of you Irish people or international people who live here is very nice, very welcoming, very respectful, no? But in the middle as well, there is people who is trying to take advantage of your weak moment, no? Because we are desperate to find a place. We need a place to stay. We need a roof to find in our head. So there is where we find this kind of people, no? Where they want to take advantage in this weak moment of us.
Yeah, well, they're absolutely. They're 100% taking advantage of vulnerable international students who, you know, like you and others that are coming over and struggling to get accommodation.
Yes.
I mean, to think that this person was advertising a one-bedroom apartment and they were offering to charge you 700 euro a month to share a bed with them.
Yes. Actually, this was quite cheap for us, no? Because I was thinking, okay, one single bedroom with 700 is okay, because usually one single bedroom is above of 1,000. No? So I was thinking, wow, this is cheap. But then when I realized about all the information, it was not what he was advertising. Yeah.
Did you get nice, good accommodation in the end?
Yes, after a 1 year,
oh my God.
With a lot of moving different places, so I finally found a nice place.
Good.
Thanks God.
Yeah, good. But like it is awful to hear today that, you know, one in 20 international students, like people like you coming here, graduates learning, wanting to learn the language, looking to study in your profession, all being offered sex for rent arrangements. It must be kind of damaging for our reputation with international students.
Yes, that is the hard part, the ugly part, no, of the problem, because Ireland is an amazing country. We find here a lot of opportunities. We come here just to grow as a person, grow as a professional, learn a new language, you know, to share with people from all over the world. So we can find a lot of advantage to be here, but also this make very difficult for us, and we are here to work hard. We are here to give our brain, you know, in service for the country or to improve our life, but also to improve the country. So, I'm here just to talk, to speak out for international students, to say that we would like to have, you know, our human rights, the basic human right guarantee here, no? So that we have a root in our head, that we have good conditions to work, because we are in the mood, we are looking for work to be better person, to be better professionals, to be better workers, no? So
yeah, well, look, I'm sorry, I'm glad to hear that you got somewhere nice even after a year, but that you did get a good accommodation. Darlene Duran, thank you very much for sharing your story with us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.